So where are you having to go? Like, you know, when we're doing football and you're like, hey,
yeah,
I gotta go to where, which one are you in there?
yeah that's where I, yeah that's where yeah that's where I
So
am.
do you just answer, you can hear us talking, but you don't answer to it. I got you. You're just on live, and then when you get off, you answer us, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense.
Thank you very much, Corey, and a good afternoon, everyone, from Valley Springs High School. It's an exciting day for us here as we are ready to bring you tonight's season opener of Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball, the Mountain Home girls here at Valley Springs for the opener of the Jake Gray Invitational as they are getting ready to take on the Lady Eagles of Mayflower. Matt Sharp being joined by my broadcast partner, Brad Coleman. And Brad, you know, we kind of sound like a broken record, especially what we just said during the preview show. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, man, I'm excited, man. I can't wait. We've been in full swing football season, and here we go. We're back in, ready for some basketball. You know, it's just the smell of the court, being in the gym, and, man, it's exciting. And I'll tell you what's really exciting. The Bombers are going to field two really good basketball teams this year.
I think so, too. That's some teams that have really put in a lot of work during the offseason.
They have. A lot of teams, a lot of people on both teams have played some summer ball. They've worked with trainers. They're in the gym. They're just this, and I'll speak to the group of girls since we're here. They're just gym rats.
Yes,
they just love being in the gym. And you know, Coach Leonard talked about in the preseason show a couple that we heard on Saturday that, man, they work with a purpose. They go in and they don't just go in, put headphones in, and shoot. They work with a purpose to get better. They have drills they work on. They ask, what's my weakness? And they work on those weaknesses. And to be honest with you, if you're at the alumni game, we saw that a little bit. They can put the ball in the hole.
Well, Mountain Home, coming off a season last year in which they finished 16-15, made it back to the state tournament after a two-year absence. Did get beat in the first round by West Memphis. So, yeah, it was just a tough draw in that tournament. But I tell you, this is a team that has a lot of its components back from last year. You know, they got to be much improved.
Yeah, you know, this team has played together since they were second grade, to be honest with you. The majority of these junior girls have. You know, Parker Husky's a senior. Ashlyn Estes is a senior. And they have played together. They played a lot of basketball together. They won some junior high district tournaments or conference tournaments, and they know their strengths. One of them strengths, the other one's weaknesses, and they just know how to work together. This is going to be a great team to watch.
You know, this Mayflower team has its share of talent. A couple of players, particularly Riley Whittington and Kiki Williamson, both got offered by South Arc. Whittington's also been offered by Central Baptist College.
Yeah, this is a group that they are senior-heavy team, to be honest with you. A lot of seniors. They were sophomores a couple years ago when this Mayflower team made a deep run into the state. I think they made it to the state finals or even the Final Four. I can't remember which one, but they made a deep run in state. This team was sophomores. Last year they struggled trying to take on their full responsibility of a team, but they're all back this year as seniors. It's definitely one that the Lady Bombers have their attention.
Yes, we're looking forward to bringing this to you. We're going to take a great break, come back and check the story on lives in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Mayflower in this girls matchup. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Class Kids 101.7 as Mountain Homes girls are getting ready to open the Jake Gray Invitational here at Valley Springs against Mayflower. Take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for the Lady Eagles in their road blacks, coached by Cody Storms. They'll be going with Nia Delph, a junior. Also, she'll be joined by four seniors, Haley Francis, Riley Whittington, Kiki Williamson, and Ella York. Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Del Laird. They'll be going with Jayla Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore. Parker Husky, a 5'6 senior. Also, Anna McCarn, a 6'4 junior. Lakin Moore, a 6'4 junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Witten Coleman, a 5'7 junior. Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We're going to come back and get this game tipped off in just a minute. Mountain Home and Mayflower coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Well, Mountain Home won the tip, turned it over, though, but they get the rebound back. For the layup, no good. The rebound comes to Mayflower, and they head back the other way. Both teams with a rebound each. Mountain Home with one turnover.
You're going to want to see Mountain Home try to run this ball here. We're, you know, Mayflower's going to play man-to-man. We feel we can out-athleticize them up and down the floor. You're going to want to see us get up and down the floor, see how deep Mayflower is.
Quick correction, Nia Delph's not in the starting lineup. She's actually being replaced by sophomore Miranda Leslie for the Lady Eagles. Ball goes over on the left side to Williamson. Over on the right side now, it goes to Francis. Back down in the low block, now up top to Leslie. Leslie throws it back over on the right side. Now it goes up top to Whittington. She tries a long three to beat the shot clock. It wouldn't go, and the rebound comes to McCarn.
Great defense there by your Lady Bombers. Starting off man-to-man, had a great job trying to get the cut. Mayflower's going to want to get the ball to the middle of the floor. As they get in the middle, they're going to try to hit shots and get rebounds. Mount Home doing a good job.
Moore takes a pass from Husky up the top. Her three-pointer will not go, and the ball's knocked around, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched, I believe, by Mayflower.
Mayflower, yeah, yep. Going to be Mount Home's ball. You know, right now you've seen some wide open shots for the Lady Bombers. You like that. Nerves are in there. We just hadn't hit these shots. A couple layups missed, a little too strong. Let's see how we settle down and start hitting some shots.
Yonkers takes an inbound pass on the corner, right corner. Her jumper no good. Mayflower gets the rebound. Still no score with less than 6.5 minutes left. And now Mayflower commits their first turnover of the night as Yonkers comes up with a steal.
This is one thing you're going to see with this Lady Bomber team. They're never going to stop playing defense. Even on transition on the backside of the floor, they're going to get to the – get some defense.
Coleman going into the lane for the layup. She fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the free throw line with 6:13 left in the opening period to try to put Mount Tom on the board first.
That's a good way to get to the line right here. Settle some nerves right now. Jayla's had a wide open shot and missed it. Lakin's had a wide open shot and missed it. Jayla had a layup. They're just nerves right now in the Lady Bombers. Once that bucket goes in, I think you're going to see an onslaught of scoring.
L.A. York's first personal foul, team foul number one against Valley Springs.